come from a family of seven. So on Christmas Day was the first time, I think in, I don't know, 5 or 6 years where all my brothers and their families were coming up. And as you know, I got little Moses and little Millie. Moses is like 3 and a half, but little Millie is only like 16 months old. This is the first time little Millie has seen all my brothers and sisters and all of their family and everything else. And little Millie was not too happy. She wouldn't go to anybody. She would only scream if anybody tried to hold her or touch her because she was only 16 months old. She even got so upset that if I took my glasses off, she'd start screaming and yelling that she didn't know me. That's sort of what we're hearing in the gospel today. It's only a day after the new year, just like a day after Christmas, we're already starting to hear that we believed and we celebrated that baby Jesus, God, came to earth. And already people around the world are saying, I don't believe that. Prove it to me. Tell me something about it. I don't know that. I don't understand it. Who is this Jesus that's going to come? Who is this God that's going to come? We're immediately thrown into it. And we don't understand why, if we're celebrating it and we know it so much, that everybody doesn't know it and doesn't recognize it to see. And so a lot of people are like Millie. They sort of see things happening, but they don't understand it, and they don't know anything that's going on, so they're scared of what's going on. And so what happens as you get older? Do you think Millie's going to get better? As she gets older, is she going to recognize people better and not scream and cry all the time? I don't know. I think she'll scream and cry all the time. I think she'll get better too, because that's what Moses did. He got better too. But what's funny about Millie is that when she was playing with Moses and little Gabriel, they're 3 years old, she didn't have any trouble with little ones. She went and played with them. She didn't even know who they were, and she's playing with them, and she's having fun with little kids. But when it was an adult, she didn't like adults. That's sort of what we're told today in our readings as well, is that like recognizes like. So she knows those little kids are just like with her. They're the same size as her, so she didn't get too worried about them. But when she sees like big giants coming, then she gets worried about that because she knows that she's not at all like that. St. John the Baptist tells us today that there is Christ among us and we don't even recognize him. That's what he said. He said at the very end, he said, he's coming. You don't even recognize him. You won't even recognize him. Yet in our first reading, I grabbed this because I want you to hear this again. As for you, the anointing that you received from him remains in you so that you do not need anyone to teach you. But his anointing teaches you everything and is true and not false. Just as it taught you, remain in him. What that told me is that we all have a part of the God in us. And when we carry and we have that part of God in us that we got through being baptized. Do you remember my story about the monkey and the elephant and your elephants now? That part of you recognizes holiness in other people as well. And it recognizes the good. It says you don't have to be taught to be good. You don't have to be taught to be holy. You don't have to be taught to do the right thing. You already know it. It's in you. You were anointed. You were blessed. You were given the Holy Spirit in you so that you can see Christ and God in things around you and in the people. You don't need anything else. Our gospels today say those people were questioning, well, if you're not this, if you're not that, who the heck are you? You don't have to ask those questions because when you were baptized, you all received the Holy Spirit. And John the Baptist says, we don't recognize him. So in this new year that we have, I want you to spend some time thinking about how you're going to let the Spirit come out in you this year. You all have it in you. You all are given the Spirit. I don't have to give you anything. You don't have to get anything else. You got everything you need. You were given the Spirit in your baptism. So all you have to do is recognize it in the things around you and the things that you do. The first thing to do is to recognize it inside of you by the way that you live your life and the things that you pray to God for and the things you talk to Jesus about. He connects with that part inside of all of you and us that's divine. We all have a divine-like spark. And it gets burning when we start noticing it and feeding it. And what we're going to find is not everybody in the world feels like that. And everybody in the world, we're asked to see Christ in them as well. It's easy to see Christ in a little baby and take care of a little baby and nurture a little baby. It's not easy to see Christ in people that we don't like, people that were mean to us, people that aren't very nice. But Christ is in them as well. And we're asked to see Christ not just in the little baby that we see, but in all the hard things that we're going to be asked to do this year. The people that we're going to have to go out of our way to be nice to. The people that we're going to have to forgive. The people that we're going to have to ask to forgive us for something that we did. That's being Christ in everything. That's recognizing Christ in everything. It's easy to recognize Christ when everybody's nice to each other. But Christ is in everybody. He's in the rich people. He's in the poor people. He's in the crabby people. That's hard for little Millie because she doesn't see that, but you guys are not like little Millies. You know, and you have the Spirit of Christ in you. So this year, and even this week, I'm going to tell you that something's going to happen where you're going to be asked to be Christ to somebody. And you're going to have to make a decision to be kind or compassionate or to just walk away and not be Christ, in which case you won't recognize that Christ is coming to you. There was this story that I heard, it's like almost a rumor nowadays, where a priest dressed up like a homeless person and he sat outside the church and waited for people to see what they were going to do, and only like one person asked them to come in and come into church with them. Even all the people coming to church did not see Christ in that person. And he was just trying to make a point by saying that. Now, in your days that you come back to school in a new year, it's always good to start again. One of the things about the new year is we can put everything away that didn't work out and start again. And recognize that all of you have everything you need. You got like a little nativity scene in you. That's Jesus in you. That's the Holy Spirit in you. So don't waste it. Don't hide it. Don't be like the Pharisees. Well, then who are you? I don't know. I don't want to do this. This is too hard. Don't be like Millie who cries and runs away from things. I want you to be strong. I want you to have courage. I want you to notice the Spirit that you have within you. And I want you to be Christ to someone this week.